His brother was standing by and TB was slain. His passion he kindled, but it would not reclaim. I'll kill him by the heavens if it brings a soul. Washington is back upon him, so he might not seem cold. There was General Gedworth, whose courage was great. He fought like a soldier, but he would not retreat. He flew through the fields like a cat to its game. Good luck and don't laugh how soon he was slain. There was George Washington, took broadswords in hand. He fought like a soldier and he kept good command. There were old Braddock for his breath he yield. Prepared in my corpse for out of this field. Come all you bold soldiers to what I relay. If there is a story for Braddock's defeat. He was our general, false Braddock O'Bee. He caused us a retreat on that happy day. As we were embarking on that happy day, his Washington replied, we'd better here stay. If we go on further, then don't tarry here. They'll all with a sudden fall on us, I care. Old Braddock answered and said with a frown, would you be like an Indian or a buckskin brown? We'll cross through the waters, let what may befall. We'll die in the French fort or elsewhere in hell. On the banks of the river he marched us along, with courage undaunted and eager more strong. They fell in the water, still the soft healthy flood. Clear streams of the water run thick down with blood. Old Braddock in the French fort 6 hours or more. He was to be marked by the French, I'm sure. All over the fatty white handkerchief wore. There were one the helmers who stood behind a tree. He hadn't slew many, for Braddock did him see. Would you be like an Indian to stand behind a tree? Old Braddock with his broadsword cut him down instantly. He pulled off his hat and these words he did say. I have fought for the nation many a long day. A many brave soldier through my hand has fell. Oh, pardon, Braddock, I'll bid you farewell. His brother...